Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and welcome to hour number two. And welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you go to our website, you'll see a link to our guest's website this evening. His name is Richard Perry. He has written the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, and thank God for that, certainly, because when it comes to a complete idiot, I certainly qualify. The website, www.lastdaysmystery.info, has all the information you need, as well as, of course, what we have posted there. Please welcome back to the show, Richard Perry. Thank you again so much for your time.
You're very welcome, Frank. As we were talking about it, you know, I was delivering this message to these to the pastors, mm-hmm. 145 of them, as it turns out. And again, the message was simply that there's no pre-trib rapture, that we're supposed, now is the time that the church is supposed to be teaching what the Bible says about mm-hmm. the second coming and the return of Christ. And if we don't do that, and we don't wake up and become alert to the signs of the times, the consequences would be catastrophic. And I probably should, you know, the picture that I had in my mind as the Lord was giving me that message that, you know, the first church, because they didn't recognize the times, the country was essentially destroyed. Israel was destroyed. Jerusalem was conquered, and the temple was torn down stone by stone, exactly as Christ had prophesied. And he said that was because they didn't recognize his coming. So, in other words, there were consequences for the Jewish church. And what I sensed that the Lord was telling me is that the consequences for the Christian church, you know, the church of today, mm-hmm. would be catastrophic. Now, again, it's always, I think, important, spiritually speaking, if we don't recognize the things that God is telling us. But in this particular message, he was saying something, you know, not, I wouldn't say more, but he was saying something equally important, and that is that the result of us not waking up and being prepared, you know, repenting and turning back to him would be a disastrous catastrophe.
So let me
just
ask. On
the scale of Israel being destroyed.
Or maybe worse, because in the passage that you had sourced, it said that, you know, to whom much has been given, much will be demanded.
Exactly.
And that, you know, we have been given, of course, a lot more than, you know, ancient civilizations and whatnot. But at the same time, also, Richard, I mean, we have more access to things and more access to information. Do you use the internet to surf for answers to scriptural questions or to find books like yours, or do you use it to surf for pornography? I mean, it's just, you know, we have more availability in this day and age than they did then. We have more time, probably, than they had back then. So as a result of that, it would even be perhaps more catastrophic for us.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I sense that in my spirit, I sense what the Lord was saying is that it would be proportionate to your responsibility.
I see.
And again, I, you know, here I was, you know, at this point, I've got 180 books on eschatology. I, you know, considered every point of view that man could come up with in the last 2,000 years. And I had the Bible on computer, which I used a lot in terms of my, you know, intensive study, but I have virtually every major translation. And I have all this history of, you know, I had the history of all the prophecies that Christ fulfilled at his first coming. And that's important that one, in terms of what God has shown me, in terms of how I write this Complete Idiot's Guide and how I wrote the previous book, is what God has shown me very clearly is that he always fulfills prophecy at its face value, literally.
Yeah.
That it's as though this is written as history in advance. This is not stuff that's spiritualized, and mm-hmm. it's not, you know, stuff that's you know, that you're not going to observe in history when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be observable in history when it happens.
Isn't it amazing, Richard, how much we as human beings tend to complicate everything, overthink things, and make things.
Well, we've had 2,000 years of waiting, you know.
Yeah,
we got
true.
Distracted.
Hold on a second, my friend. Quick break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Richard H. Perry. He is the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much.
I was just thinking as we were listening to the commercial there, I should pause for station identification.
Oh, yeah?
Here's what I mean by that, is that, you know, a lot of people talk about the name of Jesus Christ, you know, and talk about the Messiah, the King, and a lot of people, you know, I think throw that name around without really identifying what Bible says about this Messiah, the Christ that would come. And I just wanted to identify who I am, and that is, one, Christ came in fulfillment of prophecy. And when he came, he declared without a doubt who he was. And one of the clearest things that he said, although I think everything he said was fairly clear for
yeah.
those that have ears to hear. As he was talking to the Jewish people, you know, they were concerned about who he was saying he was. And at one point he said, before Abraham existed, or before Abraham was, he said, I am. Now, at that point, the Jewish people understood exactly
yeah.
who he was declaring himself to be, because that I am is the very term that Yahweh, the God of the Old Testament Bible, said to Moses that he, you know, that was his name. And when he sent him to the Israelites to declare, you know, his mission, you know, Moses asked him, you know, well, who should I tell him sent me? He said, I am that I am. You tell him, I am sent you. And then he went on to say, also, he said, his name was Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, so the Messiah, when he came, said he was the I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to read something from Jeremiah, and I'm going to preface this by, whenever we see in the Old Testament the Lord, and the Lord is L-O-R-D, capitalized,
mm-hmm.
the name behind that is not, it's not a title. It's actually God's name, and it's Y-H, V or W-H, which is the consonants of Yahweh, and later we added vowels to it, and that's how we come up with the name Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you're reading the Old Testament, and you see L-O-R-D capitalized,
mm-hmm.
what belongs there in the Hebrew is Yahweh. And now I'm going to read just two verses.
Okay.
And this is in Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. And I'm going to introduce Yahweh where the Lord is placed in most English Bibles. It says, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch. Now most people recognize that's the son of David, that's the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
The king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. In other words, here's the God Yahweh of the Old Testament saying that the name of the Messiah is Yahweh.
Yeah.
And so God of the Old Testament says, I'm the Messiah. And Jesus, when he comes, says, I'm God. Okay, well, I just wanted to say that. That's my station identification.
Oh, that's fantastic.
When you talk about, you know, who are you talking about when you say Jesus? Because, you know, a lot of people, there are different groups. Some people, you know, some groups say that Jesus is Michael the Archangel. Some people say that Jesus is a God. The Bible says that the Messiah, the Christ, is God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big mystery in terms of the Trinity and all that stuff, but all I say is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God.
Yeah.
So we were building up to this point in terms of, well, what is this message
mm-hmm.
that God is giving today, that he at least... In, well, not just in my life, because I'm seeing this with more and more people around the globe. Literally, I'm in touch with some people in Israel that are seeing this stuff start to become more urgent. But that God wants his people to wake up, turn from their ways, repent, and turn back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are going, of course, which we usually do, is, well, how have we turned away from him? You know, and he just, you know, he says the same thing that he's been saying age old. Is like, well, all you're doing is following the teachings and the traditions of man. You've really set aside the word and the law of God. He said, you know, he said, set those things aside. Turn back to me. Repent and be saved. Alerting us. Well, what he's trying to do, it seems to me, is that he's trying to wake us up. He wants his people to wake up to the signs of the times,
mm-hmm.
to the present times, to the age that we're in, and what is before us, so that we'll be spiritually alert and watchful about the things that he told us to watch for. As one of the best places is, you know, you and I were talking about Revelation, it comes to mind, but what really should come to mind more than Revelation is Matthew, the whole chapter of 24, which is called the Olivet Discourse. And, of course, that's also recorded in Luke, Mark 13 and Luke 21, and they parallel, but there's additional information in each. If you put them all together, you get the whole picture. But, I mean, Christ, in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, is responding to a question that we should have, that his disciples had 2,000 years ago, and they said, Lord, what will be a sign of your coming, that's return in English, and the end of the age, because he had already taught them that his return and the harvest would be at the end of the age before they go into the age to come. So that they asked for a sign. The interesting thing about it is he gave them multiple signs.
Yes.
Granted, reading this chapter, I've been reading it, meditating on it, seeking, you know, God's understanding for this for years. But it is, in essence, it's quite simple, you know, is that one, his response is what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the two major themes of the Olivet Discourse is, one, watch out that no one deceives you. In other words, deception will be very prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was to keep watch. So, and the only way that you can avoid deception is if you are reading and studying your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, folks. If you read and study the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, which I highly recommend.
Sure.
You know, it's a book written by man about the Bible.
Yes.
The Bible is the Bible, and the Bible's going to be true, you know, no matter when you pick it up.
Yes.
The Complete Idiot's Guide, which is, you know, of the last days, is a very good biblical presentation of what the Bible has to say, written, you know, from the vantage point of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We're so close to the end. This book, this Complete Idiot's Guide, could be out of date in 3 to 5 years.
Isn't that amazing?
The way things are unfolding.
Sure. And you actually have a disclaimer on your website at the bottom saying to people, look, you know, this is great that you're here, but don't rely on any book or any website other than the Bible. That's where you need to be. And I think that I applaud you for that. I think it's fantastic. One of the things, you know, you mentioned opening up about the Left Behind series. I've interviewed Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins both, and, well, they were interesting conversations, let's just say that. I think the books are fantastic. They're very interesting, and they're very good fiction. But the problem is that, first of all, it presupposes that the rapture is true and that it will occur, and therefore that's the basis for everything else in there, which sort of taints, you know, the whole mixture. But at the same time, it also it was viewed for a long time as this huge thing, almost like the new Bible, like the Bible for the new generation, for the young kids. Here's their Bible. And I always thought it was very important to point out that there is one Bible, and that's it. And you know, you have to work to understand that. If you don't get it, work harder. That's right. Really all that we have available to us.
And, you know, and what the Lord has shown me, and he's shown me more in the last years than, you know, my early days, because I was feeling like I didn't know anything, and I was, you know, turning to man for help to understand some of these things. And I was turning to the wrong place, because I really should just turn back to God and said, okay, well, if you say this, then what do you say this is about? And he is good to answer that. I mean, and the best teacher is the Holy Spirit. And we need to, you know, we need to take refuge in the Word of God, and we need to be taught and led by the Holy Spirit and trust him and test everything.
That's right.
You know?
Well said. Very well said. Let's pause here for a quick break. Folks, our special guest this evening, Richard Perry. The book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. The website, lastdaysmystery.info. And we're back in 3.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. You know, this stuff is just so captivating to me, and I'm really enjoying this so much. And when we left off, we were talking about, you know, all manner of being able to understand these things and being able to pay attention and what does it all mean. And I think it's very important to explain some of this. Now, accompanying your book and your communication with the pastors, you sent out a warning letter as well.
I sent each of them a letter explaining what this three-part message was. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as our conversation that usually lasted 45 minutes at the short end and an hour or more, you know, at the long end, mm-hmm. and a lot of times when you're talking a lot, the message gets lost, and I wanted to make sure that they had succinctly this message that God had given me to give to them. And so I sent out a letter. And as a matter of fact, I think on my website, lastdaysmystery.info, I've got, I think one of the things is, you know, how this message went out, what the message was. I even have a copy of the letter that I used to send out as a reminder of what we had discussed. And for those people that wouldn't meet with me, I sent it out as a letter. You know, make sure they got the message, even though they didn't want to sit down and talk to this crazy guy. But, you know, so clearly, you know, God was telling me that, you know, he wants his people to take notice, to wake up, to get into the Word and understand what the Scripture is saying about these things so they're not deceived And, you know, that's a hard thing for our society, it seems, because, you know, we want somebody else to tell us what God's saying. And, you know, God has always, in his gospel, said, look, just come to me. Stop going to man. You know, Israel asked for a king, and God says, I'm your king. But they persisted. He finally relented, and, you know, they probably wish they had just listened to him in the beginning. But, you know, he clearly wants us to know some things. And, you know, one of the first places that when I wrote the first book that God, you know, gave me to write, you know, Of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery, which, you, by the way, you can get on Amazon.com. You can get both of my books on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, he gave me the message first in terms of what did Christ say? And we were just talking about the Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24. Is a very succinct message to his disciples and followers. And it's something that, you know, we should all take to heart, you know, particularly right now. It says, you know, one of the things Christ said, he says, don't let anybody deceive you in any way.
Yes.
He said, and he said, you know, people will come in my name and they'll even claim to be me. And he said, and then you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. And people usually remember that phrase, wars and rumors of wars. I guess it has a ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't remember what he said after that. He said, but that the end is yet to come. In other words, what he was saying is those things are going to happen. But that's not a sign that the kingdom is about to come. Those things are going to be ongoing. And, of course, for the last 2,000 years, we've certainly seen that that has taken place. But then he gave us the first of what I call early warning signs. If you get into the complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, I call these early warning signs. It's the beginning of birth pains.
Mm-hmm.
Christ said that, and in most English translations it says, kingdom, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there'll be famines and earthquakes in various places. Our English doesn't do that quite justice, because when it says nation against nation, really it's people groups, or ethnos in the Greek,
mm-hmm.
Against ethnos. Well, that's where we get ethnic group. It's ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, and kingdom against kingdom, and famines and earthquakes in various places. Now, whenever you say that to people, they say, well, yeah, sure, those things have been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
How can we possibly tell what that means? Well, here's what I see in this. Those things have been going on, you know, since the beginning. Earthquakes and wars of different types and,
right.
and famines from time to time. But here's an interesting thing that, you know, I've been unable to determine in history when all these things have been going on simultaneously and continuously the way they appear to be going on today.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, on my website, I've got, you know, a link with it's called The Beginning of Birth Pains.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of research and assembled, you know, where today are all the ethnic fightings going on, these civil wars, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and where are these national wars, and how many have there been? Well, they're currently going on. They're going on at an extraordinary level.
Yes.
A matter of fact, in Africa, a third of the nations in Africa are currently involved in wars of one kind or another.
That's amazing.
And it is. And of course, earthquakes, you know, we're all pretty familiar with earthquakes in the last few years have been kind of, you know, off the scale, if you will,
mm-hmm.
with tsunamis killing almost a quarter of a million people.
Yeah.
You know, in Pakistan, over 100,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
These
Iran,
things,
of course, had one.
Yeah. And then just there was one again last week.
Yes.
I mean, in other words, they're still going on.
Yeah. Hang on
they
a second.
Have been.
I'm sorry. Another break here, folks. 3 minutes in, 3 minutes out. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks, or good morning, perhaps, wherever you might be. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry. Richard, welcome back, sir.
Well, Frank, it's morning here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Olivet Discourse,
and, yes.
Particularly as recorded in Matthew chapter 24 of the New Testament, and where I believe, you know, Christ has made some things quite clear in terms of what it is we should be alert to. As his disciples asked him, what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the age? You know, the first sign that he seems to have given them as an indicator is this beginning of birth pains. Now, as a person that's that reads the Bible and understands some of the basic messages of it, birth pains lead to birth. The birth that the Bible refers to is the coming kingdom. In other words, it's the promise that God has made to his people since I guess as early back as Genesis, but, you know, back when he was talking to Abraham, he said, you know, this is the promise. You'll be, you know, you'll bless all nations, and this is the kingdom that would come. Well, the kingdom seems to come with the beginning of birth pains. In other words, this is the first sign that we're in I guess it's hard to say. And we're in the last days because we've been in the last days since Christ. The end times, we're probably in the end times. But in other words, when the birth pains start, birth is coming. As a matter of fact, in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus even gave us a reference point in terms of how much time would be involved here from the beginning of birth pains. And I'll touch on this maybe a little bit more as we go along. But
okay.
He said, you know, he said, when you see all these things, he said, I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass until it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And the it in Matthew 24 is actually, you can see it in Luke, it says, it's the kingdom, until the kingdom comes. So when birth pains start, the birth of the kingdom is not far away. And Jesus said that the generation would not pass away until they saw that. Now, a generation, you know, a lot of people have different opinions. I'll tell you where I get my opinion. It's Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, first chapter, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
It says that there will be, in short, I'm just going to say that there will be 42 generations between Abraham and Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that period of time, history is pretty close to 2,000 years, which means a generation, using that as the average and using the Bible as a means of calculating it, means that a generation is about 47 years max. Okay, that's so Jesus is saying, when you see all these things, this generation will not pass away. So if the birth pains have indeed started, which I'm more convinced of every day, but I'll reserve, you know, final comment until I see another couple of signs that, you know, should be coming up soon.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that they've started, which means that we've got 47 years until the kingdom comes. Well, and then again, when did they start? Maybe they started, you know, 8 years ago, you know, because we don't know exactly when they started.
Sure.
But let's just say the beginning of birth pains have started. That was the first sign, or the signs, if you will, that Jesus used as kind of a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went in, he went directly into what appears to me to be the Great Tribulation, which he spent a lot of time talking about events and circumstances of the Great Tribulation. As after the beginning of birth pains, you know, he went on to talk about, you know, how people would be turning against each other. And then he started giving some very specific information about the Great Tribulation when he referred to the prophecies of Daniel.
Richard, before you go down that road, because I imagine, you know, I'd hate to jump all the way back once we get down there, but you mentioned that a generation will not pass. So it doesn't have to be 47 years. It could be 1 year.
Oh, yeah. It could
okay.
be definitely less.
Okay.
That
okay.
would be the max.
Yes.
You know, within this time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, you know, a few years ago, I'd study this stuff. I said, well, it could happen in, you know, 100 years or 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the way I'm looking at things, I'm saying, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, it could be 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sounds like sounds like a short period of time, sounds like a long period of time. If, you know, if you and I are going to wait 30 years for something,
yeah,
you know, we're going like, well, that's a long way off. you know, it's a flash in the pan in terms
yes.
of God's overall plan. But, you know, and you look at where the world is today and you say, well, okay, march this down the road 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to imagine,
oh,
you know, where we're headed. I mean, we're clearly on a road here, and it's kind of scary to look down that road even 10 years. I'm worried about the next five.
Amen,
you know,
brother.
In terms of, you know, the Middle East,
yeah,
things seem to be really taking shape over there like we've never seen in history.
That's true.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but thank you. That was a fantastic answer. Tribulation.
Yeah, so and that was one of, you know, there was the beginning of birth pains, and then Christ's focus in terms of signs and events moves right into the Great Tribulation. And for you biblical scholars, I'll, you know, explain that, and maybe we can, you know, if we got some more time, so we may cover this in more detail. But the tribulation that generally people refer to popularly is generally a 7-year period, which is really the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy.
Okay.
In Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, it's the 77's prophecy. But 69 of those sevens have been fulfilled. There's one seven-year period that's outstanding, never been fulfilled, that remains as the which will be the last 7 years of our present time before the kingdom comes. Well, and Jesus specifically referred to that in the Olivet Discourse. You know, he said, when you see the abomination that causes desolation as spoken of by Daniel, Prophet Daniel said, we're supposed to understand this. The abomination caused desolation, according to Daniel and according to the Apostle Paul's writing and Christ's own terminology, is essentially it's when this final world leader, who we most often refer to as the Antichrist, goes into the temple of God and declares himself to be God. In other words, it's an abomination, something detestable to God, that makes desolate, or that creates, means that you can't use something. You know, it could be at desolate because you destroy it physically, or in the case of the temple, it could be desolate because you've done something detestable and unclean, which makes it unfit for worship. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that the word that causes desolation has a lot of meanings in this particular context, but he referred to that, and he said, you know, from the prophet Daniel. So clearly Christ is referring us to the prophecies of Daniel, and the prophecies of Daniel are key. They provide the time frame. They provide a lot of detail about this final kingdom that ends up taking over the whole earth. In other words, it's a superpower that dominates the whole earth. And what we can see in the scripture, it appears to be at least the last 7 years. And the last three and a half of that seven is what Christ referred to as the Great Tribulation. In Greek, it's the megasthalipsis. Your Bible sometimes calls it the Great Distress, but most, you know, popularly called the Great Tribulation.
Yeah.
And in that, he describes there will be, you know, false Christ, one of which we recognize as the Antichrist. And he said there will be false prophets, and the chief among them will be the false prophet, as we recorded in the book of Revelation. And he talks about some of the things that they will be doing. And he said that they would perform great and miraculous signs to deceive the elect. And he said if that were possible. Well, a lot of people will be deceived by this type of deception,
mm-hmm.
but not the elect. I mean, the people that know their God will also know the Word of God, and they'll know that, well, I mean, that stuff is pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't know better, I'd think, like, you know, you couldn't do that unless you were God.
Right.
But, you know, they know that Satan's behind this, and Satan's pretty powerful. I mean, he's like a firecracker next to an atomic bomb when it comes to, you know, Satan next to God. But
yeah.
But, you know, certainly in our scheme of things, this guy is really powerful. And he can pull off some, you know, false miracles and false signs
mm-hmm.
that are going to be very deceptive. We think the deception today is bad. It's going to get worse when we get that far down the
sure.
road. But, so Christ has said, you know, here's the beginning of birth pains. You know, it will be within 47 years max before the kingdom comes, once the birth pains have started. And then you go into this great tribulation, which is the last 3.5 years, which is Daniel described and Christ described as being the worst time in human history for the Jewish people, the people of God, the church, you know, anybody that holds to the teachings and follows God
mm-hmm.
and doesn't follow the Antichrist. It seems pretty clear. Plus, as Christ has taken us from the beginning of birth pains through the Great Tribulation, then he describes in what is really nice detail, very clear, and he says to people that are wondering about, you know, when is his coming,
mm-hmm.
Matthew 24:29, Christ simply says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. He gives a sign. He says the sun and the moon and the stars will go dark, which is a sign before the day of the Lord, by the way, back if you look in the Old Testament. He said, so the sun, the moon, and the stars will go dark immediately after the tribulation of those days. And then he said, at that time, you'll see the Son of Man appear in the clouds of the sky. And he will come in great glory with his angels and with a trumpet call. And he will send his angels to gather the elect from heaven and from the four winds of the earth. So here you got Jesus saying, I'm coming back after the tribulation. And you picture the harvest, because we know the angels are the harvesters. And he with the trumpet call. So you got this trumpet sounding after the great tribulation. You got Christ appearing in the clouds of the sky, and you got him sending his angels with this trumpet call, this last trumpet call, to gather the elect from heaven and earth. Well, those that are in Christ that have already died, they would be resurrected from the dead. They're in heaven, and so there's the calling of them from heaven. But there's this also, the elect from the four winds of the earth. Well, those are the ones that Paul described as those that would be alive and left until that time. In other words, what appears to be, and this is, by the way, the word in the Greek there is parousia, which means arrival. In other words, Christ is saying, my arrival will be after the tribulation, and I will gather up all my elect from heaven and earth, you know, and the angels will do that, but, you know, at the time that I sound, the trumpet is sounded. Now, he doesn't say anything else after that. He doesn't say that, you know, I come down, you know, to the Mount of Olives, which the Old Testament says, and he doesn't say I set up the kingdom, which Revelation says and the Old Testament says, and, you know, but he gives us this very clear picture, beginning of birth pains, all the way through to the great tribulation. After the tribulation, he returns in the clouds of the sky, gathers his elect.
So in essence, that would be a post-tribulation rapture.
Well, about as clear as you can say it, because he says immediately after the tribulation. And he had previously defined that tribulation as the great tribulation. And so he's saying immediately after the great tribulation. That is definitely post, which is interesting. Some people say, well, the Bible doesn't really say pre, mid, or post.
Right.
But it does.
Yeah.
If you go to the Latin Vulgate, you know, where the Bible is written in Latin, we get post from Latin. And tribulation in Latin is all they do is add I-U-M to it. It's tribulationium. I can't even pronounce it, but I can, you know, I look at it and I go like, oh my gosh, right here in the Latin Vulgate, it says, Jesus says, immediately post-trib, post-tribulation.
There you go.
You know, then he says, then he describes his appearing and coming. You know, and I'm going like, well, that's pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's fairly self-explanatory. You know, it's fascinating to me, Richard, that so many people would not get that. And this is something that I've talked to a lot of people about. And for me, it's always been sort of an issue of, hey, if you're right and we get, you know, dragged out of here before the bad stuff happens, fantastic. That would be great.
Yeah, let's try that for that.
Yeah, but I'm not counting on that. And I think that's the really the big problem with the churches, and the thing that perpetuates that sense of elitism, that mentality that, you know, we've got it right, but this group over here, they have it wrong. Or we have it right, but this group has it wrong. And they're okay, but they really have it wrong, you know, whatever it may be. And that's something we all need to face up to, is that if you look at all the stuff that's gone on, and you look at it, like you said, Revelation and just prophecy in general can be fairly self-explanatory, very, very blunt for the most part. But the doctrine that people would hang on to for the rapture and whatnot is kind of vague, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I go, you know, farther than that.
Oh yeah, I know
study,
you do.
It's
yes.
going like it's nowhere to be found.
Exactly.
And you know, here's an interesting thing which I cover in my my first book. You know, because of all the research that I had done, and I also covered in the complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, and you can find it detailed on my website, lastdaysmystery.info. Is the early church writings, in other words, after the Bible had been canonized and, you know, we had it fully available, you know, the early church fathers, you know, wrote about the return of Christ and the coming kingdom. Now, they didn't write in terms of the detail that we see a lot in our bookshelves these days, but for 1800 years until about 1830, essentially all the early church fathers simply wrote like this. They said, the Antichrist is coming, and he will persecute the church until Christ, the Messiah, comes and delivers the church. So they showed the church having to deal with the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation before Christ returns and delivers
it. That is an excellent point. Excellent point. Obviously, I want to hear more. Hang with us here, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Richard Perry.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Almost at the midpoint of the program, our special guest this evening, Richard Perry, is joining us, and he is the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Obviously, a monumental task, and we're glad he's done it. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. So we left off, we were just discussing all of these different aspects about the rapture and the tribulation and all that stuff. Most, of course, of the people, as we had mentioned there, who would endorse this pre-trib rapture, I think that's like a security blanket for a lot of people. And it is probably the hardest obstacle to overcome for their mindset. And I guess the only reason why is that you know, most people, when they think of end of the world type of stuff, they think of the horrific aspects of it, and they don't want to be around for that.
Yeah, that's, you know, clearly the case. And I must, you know, say, as I read Scripture, I see all those things myself.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I see the message that God has
sure.
amongst that. And he guarantees us that if we hang with him to the end, you know, that he's going to deliver us.
Absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't mean that, you know, we might not die,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the flesh. I mean, some of the greatest Christians of all times, you know, gave their life for their faith.
That's right.
And, you know, what, we get out of this because we happen to be the most affluent and, you know,
that's right.
biggest church, you know, somehow we get exempted. And, you know, a friend of mine says it this way. He says, oh, yeah, and when a limousine is going to pull up, doors going to pop open, we get in, you know, take off. And don't come back until after the fighting's over.
That's right.
I said, heck no, man. This, you know, I mean, and a lot of people are, you know, scared about, mm-hmm. you know, what is ahead. And look, if you're afraid of physical death, then, you know, then you're not putting your faith in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is about a long-term plan.
That's right.
I mean, when does eternity end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's, you know, when I teach and preach and talk about this stuff, I mean, there's clearly a judgment day coming.
Yeah.
And we ought to all wake up to that and, you know, and live our lives accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But the carrot that the kingdom offers is eternal life.
Sure.
With God. And, you know, these days with the Transformers of years ago and superheroes and everything, you know, there's this idea, you know, the immortals,
mm-hmm.
you know, the invincibles or whatever. But when the resurrection occurs, the perishable puts on imperishable. The mortal becomes immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh and blood, in other words, in our present body, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We must be changed into the resurrected body. Jesus said our resurrected body would be like the angels. Well, the angels are supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear out. They don't get old, you know. And I'm going, the older I get, the more this appeals to me. But I'm going like, wait a minute. You know, the Lord is saying, you know, hang with me. I mean, it may get tough. You may even live to see the great tribulation. And you may end up having to die for me. He said, but I will protect you spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you know, if you have to give up your life for me, he said, you'll have saved your life.
Mm.
If you try to save your life, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talking about eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of being an immortal and inheriting the kingdom, to inherit something is to own it.
Yeah.
You be a co-owner with Christ of the kingdom when it comes on earth.
It's pretty spectacular. And,
oh, it's got to be beyond our imagination.
You know, well said. Well, and that's really the key point is everybody looks at the bad stuff and wants to, you know, shield their eyes. But, you know, if you keep going, you'll see that, you know, it does pay off. Stay with us, folks. We're back in about 90 seconds with hour number 3.